Cross turned away by Down. It comes out to O'Brien. Shoots from long range. Oh, that's a great hit. That's a brilliant hit from Jim O'Brien. 30 yards out to the right of centre. And it's arrowed into the top right-hand corner. And despite missing a penalty a minute earlier, Coventry are in front. 6 minute, Walsall 0, Coventry City 1. Floated deep into the penalty area, header into the corner of the net. It's planted home by Marcus Tudge, and that surely seals the points here for Coventry. It's the only meaningful attempt they've had at goal in the second half, and it's on target. Tudge at the far post. 3 minutes to go, Walsall 0, Coventry 2.
Dean, I'll put it to you that at half time you probably wouldn't have disputed a defeat. After the second half, you'd be very disappointed.
Well, I was very angry the first 10-15 minutes of the game. And we were very sloppy, very slow on the ball, gave the ball away needlessly too many times. And we told them that Coventry would be on the front foot, get in your face. And that's what they did. You know, we've given them a penalty. I mean, to be fair, the lads scored a wonderful goal. But we gave them a lift, which you can't afford to do against anybody in this league. Second half, I thought we were real excellent. Didn't deserve to lose the game in the end. They've scored from a corner a couple of minutes to go when we're pushing to try and score an equaliser. We had a really good spell 20 minutes into the second half. And when you've got a team like a club like Coventry coming in and time wasting from 46 minutes on, you know, we've got to score when we get our good chances. And we didn't do it. We've hit the post a couple of times. A couple have gone wide and the keeper's made a couple of good saves. And, you know, I'm angry more with the first 15 minutes because we gave a team a lift that we didn't need to.
Yeah, I made it, by my count, 16 attempts at goal. Probably only six of them on target, which was the one thing you might, you know, want to improve upon a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, there were attempts that, you know, we should have got more from. I felt at any stage during the game, if we'd have scored, we'd gone on and win the game. Such was our superiority in the second half. You know, credit to them, they got in our faces first 15 minutes, but we were loose on the ball. And, you know, we were loose yesterday in training, and the lads got a reminder yesterday. And unfortunately, they needed a reminder after 15, 20 minutes today. Got the reminder, and after that, first half became a lot more even. Second half, we were superior and should have scored. And as I say, I'm angry about that 15 minutes because it's very unlike us. And, you know, we had a 10-minute spell against Swindon on Boxing Day, and we can't afford to do that in this league.
Romain Sawyer seemed to push an extra 15 yards higher up the field for the second half.
Yeah, he did. You know, first 15, 20 minutes, we were too deep. You know, Thomas and Fleck were dictating the game for the first 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, we got a lot higher after that, certainly second half, and I thought Romain was excellent second half, pulling strings, opening people up, creating things for others, and you know, for me, he would have been our man of the match.
James Chambers had to come off. He did pick up a bit of a knock first half.
Yeah, lad stood on his toe, so he was struggling with it. You know, he'd had a tough game as well. Tudge, he's a handful for anyone, and you know, he'd done well for them, kept the ball in around him all game. But we're hoping it's just a bruised toe and that he'll be ready for Wednesday.
No danger that anybody's mind was on Wednesday, not today,
No, not at all, because it was an opportunity for us, and that's what's so annoying about it. And, you know, we'll analyse the game and debrief on Monday and talk about, you know, the start. We can't afford to have starts like that because you give teams a lift. And, you know, in this league, it's hard enough. You know, it's competitive, but as I say, a club like Coventry coming here and the way we started the second half, time wasting, you know, I think perhaps at the end it was closer to 10 minutes that should have been added rather than the four.